And value management is a method that allows us to visualize project progress and its potential into the future in terms of cost, schedule, and scope. As such, it allows the project manager to have a lot more insight into the ongoings of the project, overall progress at various levels, really, at the top level of the project or more detailed levels of the project, as well as different layers of it. In other words, labor, material, equipment, subcontractors, etc., to see the progress in terms of accomplishments and how much are we paying for that accomplishment and how much time it's taking us versus the planned amount of time we had, allows more informed decisions.
So does this serve as more of a crystal ball or more of a measurement of what is working and let's keep it versus what is not working and let's dump it?
Dr. Kwok?
Well, it's not a crystal ball, but I would say it's more of a management principle who are involved in project or program management. So if you follow these basic principles, and if you're able to keep track of the cost, schedule, and specifications, hopefully you would be able to meet all those constraints that you are required to do so.
Yeah, and that's true indeed. And what you mentioned a moment ago about allowing us to see if the project is not going to be able to achieve its initially intended objectives, it allows us to re-examine whether we should continue with it or not, or some parts of it, as you were pointing out. So that can be a part of what the method allows us to see. And, of course, we could adjust our expectations always. We can say, well, it's not going to be this much money, but it's that amount, or not that amount of time, some other amount, or we could adjust the scope. So it allows us flexibility in terms of making appropriate decisions.
In your research, did you find that there were any particular federal agencies that really knew how to grasp onto this and make it work for them?
Well, in fact, there are many federal agencies that applies and utilizes the on-value management concept. For example, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Energy, Federal Aviation Administration, NASA, just to name a few. So there are quite a few federal agencies that are already using on-value management, but I believe that there are many more that could benefit by adopting these management principles.
Also, legal requirements of various government agencies, of all government agencies, certainly for projects above a certain amount in terms of dollars amount specified in various regulations, guidance, and such.
You've gotten a lot of feedback from federal managers, plenty of questions about EVM since you posted your report back in July. What are you hearing, and how are you able to respond?
Well, in fact, we were quite surprised that actually we received a lot of feedback. The questions really varies from a strategic point of view to the management point of view. They wanted to know more about the stories, the success stories, as well as the failure story. They wanted to know how to get a management buy-in from the senior support or senior management level. They wanted to know, are there any more specific tools that they could be used? They wanted to know how to pick and choose the specific on-value management concept. So it was really varying.
And what was your response? Were you able to say, yeah, it works here, maybe it's not so good here, maybe there are some best practices you can consider? How were you able to help these people out?
Some of them have extensive, the larger agencies have extensive capabilities, and they have implemented quite a bit. They're just looking for best practices or promising practices, if you like, from others, such as NASA and others. NASA has implemented very well, and that's why we highlighted it in the report, saying, well, here's some of their approaches. The smaller agencies, and especially outside the federal government, which are attempting to implement that, such as municipalities and city government and such, don't necessarily have the structure to support EVM fully. So they're trying to find simplifications mainly. And we say, well, here are some ways we can approach EVM in a way that's still very helpful, but doesn't require the full structure. Some people have written reports, we reference them in our report, entitled EVM Light, L-I-T-E, often saying, just take the main parts of it to allow us to manage scope, manage schedule, manage costs at the same time, and do some forecasting without necessarily, for smaller projects, smaller agencies, without necessarily having to go full bore with keeping track of every item, but at least we get a good part of what's needed. So that's really differentiation the way I'm seeing it.
We're talking with Dr. Younghoon Kwak with George Washington University and Frank Enberry. He's with Drexel. They're authors of the IBM Center for the Business of Government report called Project Management in Government, An Introduction to Earned Value Management. Is there any circumstance where you would say this would not be appropriate? This would not be a good technique to use? It seems like it's not necessarily one size fits all, but if it can be modified to fit your needs, is there any place where it wouldn't work?
Well, it is not a one-size-fits-all, but the idea is that we want to bring everybody into the same page who are involved in project management. So just bringing all the different stakeholders and teams and related or relevant parties together and then start working on the plan, working on the schedule, looking at the specific metrics, that itself could be very helpful to manage the projects. And if somebody else wants to go beyond that, then they could rigorously implement the earned value management.
If the projects are extremely small, some people have argued, well, maybe the cost of managing them carefully, effectively, probably exceeds the benefit. I haven't subscribed personally, and I'm sure we both haven't subscribed to that idea. We say, well, you could scale it down, as Dr. Kwak just mentioned. We can scale it down, but yeah, we recognize for a comparatively routine project, although there's argument whether there's such a thing, a routine project. Projects by definition are unique, new, temporary, et cetera. So they're different. Each project is different from the next one. But for relatively small projects that don't have much of a potential for deviations, that we have been through similar projects in the past, perhaps a very light level of earned value, or maybe let it go, that's okay. Some people have tried to put some thresholds, a number of thousands of dollars, but that really varies by entity, agency, or for that matter, private entity.